morning. Thank you for joining us. Today's daf is daf Sadi Dalid here in Masechet Pesachim. I want to thank Mrs. Radine Spear, who sponsored our learning this week in memory of her husband, Pinchas Ben Yosef, Berezel, Zichrono Lebracha. Today's daf is a very interesting daf. It deals with the size of the heavens. But before we get to that, we still have to wrap up some matters in regards to Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah said that if somebody on Pesach Rishon, on the 14th of Nisan, is min ha-modi'in v'lachutz, if he's outside of modi'in, and he's exempt from kares, in terms of not performing Karban Pesach. So he's so far away that he's exempt from kares, that if he didn't go to perform the Karban Pesach, that's what the Pasuk says, that who gets kares for not doing Karban Pesach? Someone who was tahor ubederech lohaya, he wasn't far away. V'chadala sosa Pesach, and he neglects to do the Pesach, v'nichrasa, he gets kares. But if somebody was too far away, he's exempt from Pesach. What's the definition of too far away? So, an argument in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Akiva, if he's past Modi'in to Yerushalayim, the Gemara explained yesterday, is 15 mil, about 15 kilometers. And so if he's past Modi'in, let's see, 16 mil away from Yerushalayim, 18 mil away from Yerushalayim, it's not walkable. If he were to try to walk, starting on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he would not get to Yerushalayim, he would not get to the Beis HaMikdash in time for the Karban, for the slaughtering of the carbon, because you can only store the carbon in the afternoon from Chatzos until the sun goes down. So therefore, that's considered derech haya, and then he is exempt from kares. Tana Rabbanan lived in a brice, but you know, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elezer disagrees. Rabbi Elezer holds if he's outside of the entrance to the Azara, Niskupas HaAzara V'Lachush. If he's outside the entrance of the Azara, that's already considered derech rechoka and exempt from kares. Tana Rabbanan lived in a brisa. Haya omed chutz l'modi'im. Let's say he is outside of the city of Modi'in. He's more than 15 mil away. But yachol likanes besusim u'bepradim. He's a wealthy man. He has horses. He has mules. So if he would ride his horses and mules, he would get to Yerushalayim during the time of the shechit of the Pesach on time. So yachol yechay. Maybe now he is obligated. He would get kares if he didn't avail himself of the horses and the mules. Tamil Omer, that's what the Pasuk says, Ubederech lo haya. He wasn't on the road. Then he gets kares. Now, but this guy, Ubederech, he is on the road. He is too far away. Yes, it's true. He could get there through a horse, but that's not enough. He can't get there by walking. He is, in fact, exempt from kares. Let's say he did start traveling, and he come Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he is past Modi'in, he's close to Yerushalayim, maybe he's 10 mil away, 5 mil away, but again, he's a very wealthy guy, he's bringing a whole big entourage, he can't actually get to Yerushalayim on time, because he has a lot of camels carrying his stuff, Kronos and wagons with lots of children and wives, so they prevent him from getting there. So do we now say he's still obligated? Does he get kares because he should have just dropped all those things and just walked? Would you think he's not chayev? That's again, the Pasuk says, when is he not chayev? When is he chayev kares v'derech lohaya? When he was not too far away. This guy was also not too far away. Since this guy was not too far away, he does in fact get kares. Okay, now we move on to the discussion of the size of the heavens. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shita alfe parsi, 6,000 parsa, hava alma, is the world. In other words, is the sky. So that the sun, which starts its travels through the sky in the east, it ends its travels in the west, and it sets, the sun travels through an area of 6,000 parsa. That's what Rava said. Now, parsa, as we've seen, is 4 mil. He's saying 24,000 mil, 24,000 kilometers. Al-Muk said that he checked it up, that it's not so far off. It's about 20,000 kilometers, the what we think the size of the heavens are. All right, so again, Rava said it was 24,000 kilometers, 6,000 parsa. Sumcha d'Rakia, the thickness of the lowest heaven. There's seven heavens. We learn in Masechet Chagiga, the lowest heaven is called the Rakia. The thickness of the Rakia is Alpha Parsa, 1,000 Parsa, 1/6 of the entirety of the world. Chada Gemara, one measurement, this measurement that the heaven in its entirety is 6,000 Parsa, that's a tradition. Chada, the idea that Rakia, the lowest heaven, is 1,000 Parsa, is the sixth of that, is a Svara, is based on inference, is based on logic. Why? Because Savar Lach, Yadam Rabba Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba agrees with what we learned yesterday from Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kama Mahalach Adam Beinoni Biyom. What is the normal amount that a person would walk if he's walking during the day? If a person's walking from the minute he can start walking, from dawn until stars coming out. What's the normal walk? He said the normal walk would be Yud Parsa, 10 Parsa. 10 Parsa, each Parsa is 4 mil. So it'd be a total of 40 mil. 40 mil. Me'alos HaShachar, from dawn. Adonet Sachama, from dawn until the sun rises. That's Chamisha Milim. That's 5 mil. That it would, a person would normally, in that period, would walk 5 mil. And we said there was the story that the angels rush Lot, and Lot goes from Sodom to Tzoar. He says, I want to stop here. And the distance between Sodom and Tzoar is 5 mils. You see that we said that in the morning, you know, the from dawn until sunrise is 5 mil. Now, that's the amount of time it takes for the sun, or during that period, the sun is going through Rakia. That's what it means. The sun, you have dawn, you have some crack of light, and then as the sun rises through Rakia, and it breaks through Rakia, now you have sunrise, now you see the sun. So you see that the on Earth, a person would walk 5 mil from dawn until sunrise. So that means also, which is 1/6 of the entirety of the walking that he would do, right? 5 is 1/6 of 30. That means also that the Rakia is 1/6 of the Olam, of the world. So if the world is 6,000 parsa, then Rakia will be 1,000 parsa. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said, a normal person walks by day 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. From dawn until sunrise, chamesh milin, 5 mil. Mishkiya sachama, from sunset, I'd say Sakochav until the stars come out. Again, Hamisha Milin, 5 mil. And so it comes out that, you know, the 5 mil relative to 30 mil is 1/6. So Ubio, so Rakia, that means that the thickness of Rakia, which is what the sun goes up through from dawn until sunrise, and then the sun goes down through it from sunset till the stars come out, is 1/6 of what you have during the day. During the day you have 30 parsa. This is 5 parsa. Right, 30 mil, I'm sorry, during the day. This is 5 mil. So the same thing is true that in the heavens, if the heavens as a whole are 6 parsa, that means the Rakia is a single parsa. Meisve, I'm sorry, if the heavens are 6,000 parsa, the Rakia is 1,000 parsa. Meisve, the Gemara now challenges these calculations. We learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a brisa. Until now we were talking about Rava. Rava said that he has a tradition that the size of the entirety of the Olam, the entirety of east to west, is 6,000 parsa. The size of the Rakia, that lowest part of the heaven, is 1,000 parsa. We'll challenge this from a Tana. Rava can't argue with the Tana. We have a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Uvyo shel Rakia, this thickness that we're trying to figure out, the thickness of Rakia, the lowest heaven, is echad me'asara biyom, is 1/10, not 1/6. He says 1/10 of of day. Now, when we talk about day here, it's a longer day. It's not just sunrise to sunset. It is alos hashachar, dawn, until the stars coming out. So, and then Rabbi Yehuda explains, teda, and what's the proof? Kama mahalich adam beinoni biyom. Again, how much does a typical normal person walk by day? Eser parso. So he'll walk 10 parsa, 40 mil. Now, alos hashachar ad hanetzach hama, but from dawn until the sun rises, it's only arbas milin. The person only walks 4 mil. He walks 1/10 out of the total from dawn until the sun rises. The same is mishkiya sachama, from the sun setting, atzei sakochavim, until the star is coming out, arbas milin is 4 mil. So you see that this period of time, the time that the sun has to go through the rakia, either going up to rise or coming down through to set, is the amount of time of 1/10 of the total. So name says Uvya Shorokia. That's how I know. Rabbi Yehuda says that the thickness of that lowest heaven is Echad Me'asara Biyom, is 1/10 of the entirety of the day. So Gemara says 1 second. So Yuvta de Rava. This seems to be against Rava, because Rava holds that the thickness of the Rakia is 1/6. Now, again, he's saying 1/6 of sunrise to sunset, but still, you know, 1/6 of sunrise to sunset is not the same thing as 1/10 of dawn till the star is coming out. And also, it should be a tiyufta de ula. It also seems to be a disproof of ula, because ula said earlier that a person walks from sunrise to sunset 30 mil. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, is saying a person walks 32 mil. It's also against Rava. Rava says that you walk from sunrise to sunset 30 mil, and here you're saying you walk 32 mil. So Mar says, Tiyufta. That's right. Rava and Ula are disproven, challenged by Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this lesson of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, is also a challenge for Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that from what we had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan was that from dawn until sunrise a person walks 5 mil, and here we're saying that from dawn until sunrise a person walks 4 mil. Rabbi Yochanan can tell you no. When I said my thing, I was just talking about the entirety of the day. Entirety of the day, a person walks 40 mil. The Rabbanan who then were interpreting what I said, they made the mistake to say that, according to me, in the beginning of the day, you walk 5 mil. The Kachashvan, the Kadma, the Chashocha. Because they are calculating the people who start earlier than dawn and the people who go later than the stars coming out. So they're adding to it. Really, a person from dawn till sunrise walks 4 mil. But they see that people early in the morning at sunrise have already gotten to 5 mil. They didn't realize that these people started a little bit early. They started before dawn. And they see at night that they come in, they've done 5 mil, but they didn't realize that they're doing a little bit more. They really only, really in the period of the Rakia time, they only did 4 mil. Maybe this point of Rabbi Yehuda is also against Rabbi Hanina, because Rabbi Hanina said that we learn from Lot that the amount that a person would walk typically from dawn until sunrise is 5 mil, because Lot walked from stone till Tzoar, and then he was stopped. Then he was able to stop, and that's 5 mil. So it's against Rabbi Hanina. No, there it's different. By Yitzhak Shaini, there they were being rushed. Lot was being rushed, so it was different. Toshmakarni, your proof. Again, against these different ideas. We learned in a braisa, this is a problem with Rava, from this braisa. Again, Rava claims that Rakia is only a sixth of the Olam, and the Olam, he says, is 6,000 parsas. So the challenge on this is from the following braisa. The braisa talks about the size of Gehenna. The braisa says, Mitzrayim, Egypt itself, Arba Meos Parsa, Arba Meos Parsa. The land of Egypt is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. Now, Egypt, Mitzrayim is Echad Mishishim B'Kush. Egypt is only 1/60 of Ethiopia. Kush is Echad Mishishim B'Olam. And Kush is 1/60 of the world. So you know, you take 400 times 60. So now you're up to 24,000. Right? 400 times 60 is 24,000. And then you have 60 times of that is the whole world. Then the Brassic goes on to say, Olam, the world is Echem Yishishim Gan, is only 1/60 of Gan. And Gan is Echem Yishishim Be'edim. Gan is 1/60 of Eden. And Eden is Echem Yishishim Gehenim. Eden is 1/60 of Gehenim. So Gehenim is huge. The whole world is just like a pot cover relative to Gehenim. But again, you see that the world is much more than 6,000 parsa. So you have to, yeah, that's also a disproof. It's a challenge for Rava. Tashmat, the following is also a challenge for Rava. Tanit Be'eliyo. It was taught in the yeshiva of Eliyo. Rabbi Nassin Omer, Rabbi Nassin says, Kala Yishuv Kulo Tachas Kochav Echad Yoshev. That the area of the world that settled is under one star. Now there are other areas of the world. There are lots of areas of the world that can't be settled. Oceans, rivers, deserts, wastelands. The settled area is under one star. Tell you what's the proof. So Adam knows the end of a Kochav Echad. Person lifts up his eyes, he sees one star. If he goes all the way to the furthest area that he can get to where it's settled, to the east, that star is still over his head. When he goes to all four directions of the world, again, that star is over his head. That means that the whole world is under, well, the whole settled world, the Yishuv area, the part that's settled, is under one star. Because if it's not under this one star, you wouldn't be able to see over your head the same star that you saw in the east, right? In the west, you wouldn't be able to see over you the same star that you see over you in the east. The fact that you can see the same star over your head in each place implies that the whole world is basically, the whole settled world is under one star. Now, if that's the case, you know, there are huge amounts of stars, and the settled area of the world is under one star. Then you probably have another star for the ocean, another area for the wilderness. And you have all these other stars. So you've got, you know, huge, huge amounts of stars. The world is much more than 6,000 parsa. But to Yuf, I guess that's also a disproof of Rava. Tashma, another disproof of Rava. Come in here. We learned Egla, the arrangement of stars called Taurus. The horoscope Taurus. That's Pitzafon. Constellation Taurus, that's Betzafon, that's in the north. Akrav, Scorpio, stars that are in the shape of a scorpion, that's Bedorim in the south. Kol Yishuv Kulo, the area that's settled, is Eino Yoshev Ela Bein Eglo Akrav. It's between Taurus and Scorpio. Kol Yishuv Kulo, now this area of the world that's settled, Eino Hove Ela Shah Achas Biyom. That's 1/12 of the day. 1/12 of the day is the amount of time it takes for the sun to really be on top of where people live. Because there's only 1 hour of the day where the sun is in that area over the yishuv, over where people live. The other parts of the day, it's over the ocean, over the mountains, not where people are living. Right? Teda, what's the proof? In the 5th hour of the day, the sun is not in the yishuv, it's not in the place where people live, where they have settlements, but it's still in the east. On the 7th hour, it's already in the west. It's chatzi sheish, it's the half of the last half of the 6th hour, the chatzi sheva, and the first half of the 7th hour, that the sun is directly over everybody's head. For that hour, the sun is over everyone. So where everybody lives, where people live, they get 1/12 of the sunlight. The other 11 hours, the sun is not where people, it's not over where people live. It's over the mountains, it's over the rivers, it's over the oceans, it's over the deserts. So what do you see again? You see that the world is again bigger than 6,000 parsa. That's much more than, you know, 6,000. Parsa, because, you know, just the yishuv is only 1 hour. You You've got 12 hours of sunlight out there. So again, to Yufta, it's the disproof of Rava. Tashma Karn here, another proof. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Matshuva Shivaso Baskal Oso Rasha. What was the answer that the voice from heaven gave to that Rasha, to Nebuchadnezzar? Shasha Amar, when he said in his great arrogance, I can't be amongst people, I have to be up in the heavens. El al Bama Seyav, I'm going to go up on the clouds. Adamele El Yom, I'm going to get into a cloud, let the cloud carry me up, and I'll fly away, I'll be like God. So what did the heavens say back to him? Yatza Baskel V'Amarlo, the voice out of heaven came out and told him, Rasha Ben Rasha, wicked person, son of wicked person, Ben Benoshel, Nimrod Rasha, the descendant of Nimrod the wicked. Shehimrit is kololam kulo alai v'malchuso, and he made the whole world rebel against me. Kamash nosu shel adam, how long does a person normally live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Din begvuros, and if he merits to become very strong, shmonim shana, then he merits to live 80 years. Shemar, it says, yimei shnosenu bahem shivim shana, the days of our years in them are 70 years. Din begvuros, and if we're very strong, shmonim shana, 80 years. In Haaretz ad l'Rakia, from the earth until the heavens, is Mahalei Chamesh Meil Shana. That takes you 500 years to walk. You're traveling for 500 years, you get from the earth till the heaven, to the lowest heaven. Uv Yisho Rakia, the thickness of that lowest heaven, is Mahalei Chamesh Meil Shana. Again, it's a trip of 500 years. Ubein Rakia l'Rakia, Mahalei Chamesh Meil Shana. And the Haman called Rakia Virakia. And between each heaven is again another 500 years. So how do you think you're going to be able to get in a cloud and fly up and be up like be like Hashem? You're only going to live for 70 years. It's going to take you thousands of years to get through all the heavens. Achal Sheol Turad, now you're going to go down to the Gehenim. El Yarka Sebor. So the fact that the Braisa said that from the earth till Rakia is 500 years is a Kashan Rava. As if the height of the world is 500 years, you'd think that the length of the world is also 500 years. So, if a person walks 10 parsa a day, that's what we said, walks 10 parsa a day. So times 500 years, so by 10 parsa a day times 365 days for a year, and then in a year a person walks 3,650 parsels. Meanwhile, we said you have to multiply that by 500. So 500 times 3,650, that's to give you the length of the world. It's certainly much more than 6,000 parsa. So again, to Yufta, it's a challenge and a disproof of Rava, who thinks that the length of the heavens, the length of the world, is 6,000 parsa. Tana Rabbanan, our sages told us in a braisa, Chach mi Yisrael Omrim, the Jewish sages say, Gal Gal, the sphere that has in it the stars of the horoscope, Kavua, is set in place. Umazalos, and the different constellation of stars, Chozrin, they are all traveling. The stars are traveling. But they don't go around the whole sphere. They move a little bit, then they move back. Move a little bit, move back. But the wise men of the nation of the world say, no, Galgal Choser, the sphere itself, is rotating. Umazalos and the stars, Kvuin, they are established in the sphere. So when the sphere is moving, the stars are also moving. And they actually move fully. They don't just go and come back. They move all the way around. Some of Rebbe said, Chuvu Devrayim, challenge for what the non-Jews are saying, that the sphere of the world is moving around fully, and the constellations on the sphere move fully. Mishulamatsinu Egla Badarim, we never find that Taurus is in the south, nor do we find Akrav, Scorpio, Bitsaphon in the north. Taurus is always in the north, Scorpio is always in the south. If they're right that the sphere on which these stars are fixed is moving in a circle, it's going in a full rotation, so it should be moving all around. And sometimes you should have Taurus in the north, and sometimes you should have Taurus in the south. You never find that. Maskafla Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's not such a question. You know, it could be moving, but it's not moving in all four directions. It's not spinning in all four directions. The sphere is spinning, but it's spinning on an axis. Maybe it's like the stick that's inside the millstones. It spins around, it moves the millstone, but it stays in place. It doesn't. It moves, you know, you turn the stick that's moving the bottom millstone. Again, it's staying, you know, it's not moving to the north, to the north or the south. It's still rotating the stone from one side to the next. Yinami kitzinur d'dasra, like a hinge, like a bolt inside of a hinge. Again, the door opens and closes, but the bolt and the hinge stays in its place. And the same thing could be true about the sphere that's moving the constellation of stars. Another argument about astronomy, Chachmei Yisrael Omrim, the Jewish sages say, Biyom, during the day, Cham Malach Slamatman Rakia. The sun is traveling underneath the heaven called Rakia, Uvalayla, but at night, Lamalaman Rakia. It's actually above the Rakia, and it's actually shining above the Rakia, and that's why you don't see it on Earth. The Chachmei Masa'olam Omrim, but the nation of the world scholars say, Biyom, by day, Cham Malach Slamatman Rakia. By day, the sun is underneath Rakia uvalayla, but at night, lamata min hakarka, it's underneath the earth, and it's shining underneath the earth, not above the Rakia. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nirin Divrayim, I think that the sages of the world are smarter than us, mi divarenu, more than our words. Shebiyom ayano sonanim. During the day, we see that the spring water is quite cold. Springs are cold during the day, because the sun is far from it. Ubalaila rotchin, and at night we see that the spring water is boiling. Because apparently the sun is close to it, the sun is underneath the earth. Rabbi Nassan said, Rimosa Chama during the summer, Chama Lechas Begova Sharokia. The sun is traveling in the heights of the Rokia. The Fichach, therefore, Kol Olam Kula Roteach, the whole world is boiling. Umayano sonanin, and the springs are cold. Yimosak shamin, but during the winter, hamalech b'shipuli rakia, the sun is traveling on the edges of the rakia, close to the earth. V'yichal kol olam kulo tzonin. That's why, since it's on the edges, it's on the side of the world is cold. Umayano srotchem, but since it is near the waters, therefore, the waters are boiling in the springs. There are four periods of the year for the solar year. There are four paths in which where the sun is shining. So there are different seasons. There's Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, spring, Mahalechas Baharin, and the sun is impacting the mountains. The Lefasher Sashlagin. That's done so that the snow will melt and it'll become rivers. Tamaz Avan Elul in the summer, Tamaz Avan Elul, Mahalechas B'Yishuv, and the sun is mostly felt in the area where people live. The Lefasher Saperos to ripen the fruits. And Tishri Merachshavan and Kislev, and in Tishri Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, and Tishrei Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, in the autumn, Mahalechas Piyamim, that's when the sun is mostly felt in the oceans, Biliyabash is on a haros, in order to dry the rivers, Tevishvan Nadar, in the winter, Tevishvan Nadar, Mahalechas Bamidbar, the sun is mostly felt in the wilderness, Biliyabash is Azraim, in order to dry out the seeds that are in the settled area. Right now, going back to the Mishnah, what's the definition of Derech Rechoka? We have an argument in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says Derech Rechoka is outside of Modi'im, so more than 15 mil away. And Rabbi Elazar says even outside the doorstep of the Azara. So we're asking, is that really so? Afgav d'matzi ayil, even the guy could walk in. We're saying he's not going to get karis. Lo aminu lekum ayil, we're not going to tell him, don't you better go in and do the Korban Pesach, otherwise you get karis. But Tana, we learned in the Brisa that we do tell people that they have to do things, otherwise they're going to get kares. Yehudi Arel Shalomal. Let's say you have a Jew, can't eat Korban Pesach because he doesn't have a Bismillah. Anush kares. He gets karis for not doing Karban Pesach. He should have given himself a bris milah, and then he'll be able to do Karban Pesach. The Rebbe Lezer, that's Rebbe Lezer says it. It's the same Rebbe Lezer says it. If he's just outside the step of the Azara, he doesn't get karis, because he's Derech Rechoka. I understand. Tell him to go in. He won't be in Derech Rechoka anymore. Amar Abai Abai said, that's the Chiddush of Derech Rechoka. Derech Rechoka L'Tzahar. Derech Rechoka is a Chiddush. If somebody's Tzahar, but he's B'Derech Rechoka, the Torah says, then he doesn't get karis. In Derech Rechoka L'Tamei, if somebody's Tamei, then he doesn't have that exemption. Let him become Tzahar, right? If somebody was Tamei Sheret, somebody's Tamei Keri, let him go to the mikvah, let him become Tzahar. You tell him, you better become Tzahar. You have to become Tzahar. You have no right not to become Tzahar. Somebody who has doesn't have a bris milah, he's an Arel, we tell him, you have to cut it off. Get the bris milah to be able to bring Karban Pesach. But you don't have the chiddush of Derech Rechoka. But in Derech Rechoka, there is a chiddush, and we're going to see soon, there's a pasuk, going to Belazar, that outside of the Azar is already Derech Rechoka. Rav said Tanai, it's actually Machlokas Tanaim, in the view of Rebbe Lezer, whether Rebbe Lezer would hold that we tell him, go in, otherwise you're going to get karis, and you don't have the exemption of Derech Rechoka, or we wouldn't tell him that he has to go in. The Tanai is not in a brayso, Rebbe Lezer says, Nehemai Richuk Makom Pesach. The Pasuk says, in regards to Derech Rechoka, that a person is exempt from karis if he was B'Derech Rechoka Lachem. Nehemai Richuk Makom B'Maiser. The Torah also talks about, when can you redeem fruits of Maiser Sheni? When you are far away. So Malahala, just like in regards to Maiser Chutzlach Yilasa, it's when you are outside of where you could eat it, outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Afkan, so to hear Chutzlach Yilasa is when you're outside of where you can eat it. So once you're outside the wall of Yerushalayim, that's already considered Derech Rechoka. But apparently, according to this view, if you're in Yerushalayim, you're just outside the Azara, it's not Derech Rechoka. Go in. Yes, Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Lezer. Yes, Yehuda's version of Rebbe Lezer is that Chutz L'Asiyasa, if you're outside of where you would do the Karban Pesach, then you are already considered the Derech Rechoka. So also he's learning from Maaser Sheni, just like Maaser Sheni, Derech Rechoka is outside of where you do Maaser Sheni, outside of where you eat Maaser Sheni, outside of Yerushalayim. In regards to Pesach, Derech Rechoka means outside of the Azara, where you perform the Karban Pesach. So you have a machlokas here. One Tana is saying that there's no exemption of Derech Rechoka outside of the Azara. We would tell him, go in, go do it. So we said that that's the Tana who said in the Brayis in the name of Rebbe Lezer, that if somebody doesn't have a bris milah, we tell him, you better go do the bris milah to do the Karban Pesach. The other Tana holds that no, we don't tell him, he has to go in. Come on, Azla, hold on, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. Who does the following follow? Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said that this question of that if you have the majority of the people tell me, then we can bring the Karban Pesach in a state of Tumah. To determine who's Tameh, you have to look at the majority of the people in the Azara. But if the people in Yerushalayim, most of them are Tameh, that's not considered yet Tumah Hut Ritzibur. Come on, who's that like? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Shem Mishim Rebbe Lezer. It's like the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the name of Rebbe Lezer. That if somebody's outside the wall of the Azara, it's as if he is already B'Derech Rechoka. They don't count. The only people that count are those who are in the Azara. Amalor Biosi said to Rebbe Lezer, I'll bring you a support. And so there's a dot in the Chumash on top of the hay and the word Rechoka. It's a limit. Rechoka doesn't really mean really far. Even if it's not that far, it's also considered exempt from Karis. Tanya looked in a Bryce, Rebbe Yosef Lili Omer, Rebbe Yosef Lili says, since it says Derech Shomei, I would have thought to say, Mahalach Shnai Mishlo Shayam. If he's a 2 or 3 day walk away from the Azara, he's exempt. Geshomer, but then when the verse goes on to say, Ube Derech Lo Haya, it doesn't say Ube Derech Rechoka. It didn't just say Derech. It said Ube Derech Lo Haya. It didn't say Ube Derech Rechoka Lo Haya. So Maga, that tells you, Shemiskupa Sa Azara Velachutz, Kari Derech. Once he's outside of the Azara, that's already called Derech Rechoka. Even if it wasn't that far, he's already exempt. Only when he wasn't on any derech at all, right? He's not on any road at all, he's in the Azara, and he doesn't do the Karban Pesach, then he gets karis. But if he's on the road, the derech, he's on the road anyway, even just outside, he's not going to get karis for not doing the Karban Pesach, according to this view of Rebbe Elazar. Okay, Adkan, Daf Tzadi Dalet.